something about Mary Tortoise.
My name is Mario, and I am from Venice, but I have been working in London for many years. I like to think of myself as a pilgrim, having walked several times few of the ancient pilgrims' ways to Santiago de Compostela, where the tomb of St. James the Apostle, the brother of St. John, is. As we are speaking now, about 1,000 pilgrims are walking one of the ancient ways leading to the tomb of St. James of Santiago in northern Spain. The Virgin is strictly connected to St. James and to the pilgrims. In Spain and the Hispanic world, she is called Our Lady of the Pilar. Pilar meaning pillar, column. She is the patroness of Spain. She appeared in early Christianity about the year 40 AD, where James was preaching for the evangelization of the Roman province of Hispania, the present Spain and Portugal. He was having a difficult time, discouraged for the progress of his mission. Mary appeared to St. James in that particular difficult time in a vision. She was standing on a pillar, accompanied by angels, and she assured James that eventually the land would be converted to the faith, to a faith as strong as the column, the pillar she was standing on. For us pilgrims, this image is very present, particularly when we were walking the way of Santiago, experiencing spiritual and physical difficulty. The Lady of Pilar has become a companion, walking with us and looking after us with the same care and dedication, and she has been looking after St. James in distress. She appeared to him in the year 40 AD. St. James was martyred some few years later in 44 AD under Herod Agrippa, the Roman Emperor. What is interesting here is to remember that when the Virgin appeared to St. James in Saragossa, she was still alive in Palestine. So here, in this bilocation, we can see clearly how early Our Lady started to care for us. Let us all ask Our Lady of Pilar to continue to accompany us in our daily pilgrimage through life, and thankful to have left us with this early image of care and motherly love.